Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, it's an all-pundit show with Elise Monroy and Sean Carey for the whole show on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got an all-pundit show here with Sean Carey. Welcome back, sir. It's been a long time.
Thank you.
Political commentator and Elise Monroy, who is a grant manager. Pleasure to have you both here today. I just wanted to get your impression, because neither of you are medical doctors, but the coronavirus. Your thoughts on this at this point and the media response to it and the public response to it?
It's making a difference. I've noticed it shopping for my family. There's shortages of supplies that are out there. It's definitely affecting the population. I think that I've been disappointed in the way it's been handled because, you know, the White House ultimately should be trying to soothe a worried nation right now, and to take the idea that just by talking only about the numbers of cases, that's not inherently going to be soothing for the population. We're seeing that. And especially when we're talking about reports of, well, we're not doing more testing, we're not taking them off the ships because we don't want the numbers to go up, that's not helping. And you can tell it's not helping. Look at the markets.
What would you say would be something that could be said that would be soothing but real?
More information. What I would like to see is more information. Like when my kids ask me, is it safe to eat my food? Well, yes, this is not food transmitted. Is it safe to carry cash? Is it safe to, do we have to wear masks? Do we have to wash our hands and sanitize? I mean, to get some instruction, I think would be much more valuable than just saying, look, we're still winning. We're winning because the numbers are low because there's not enough tests.
Elise?
So I think that we live in an increasingly anxious nation and an increasingly anxious world. I think we saw that from the market drop this morning. I've kind of stepped back from social media, so I'm just getting my news in the morning and the evening and the Sunday news shows, which I love. The director of the NIH was on this morning or on yesterday morning, and I felt like his message was soothing. Many people that contract the coronavirus will survive. It's people who have underlying health conditions who are vulnerable. I think that, and what I heard was, be vigilant, but don't panic. And I appreciate guests like you had earlier today from UMC reiterating that message. Be vigilant, wash your hands, social distance if necessary, but don't panic.
Yeah, it seems to me that you know, context is the most important thing here. Which is, by comparison with other diseases like the flu, for example, or even the common cold, this is, you know, and look, any death is a terrible thing, but the number of deaths is minuscule by comparison with, for example, the flu. The number of people infected by comparison with the flu in this country, 34 million people are infected by the flu versus the number that we've seen so far with coronavirus. So, yeah, wash your hands, stay home if you're sick, don't hang out with people who are sick. you know, these things are common sense. And I think that government is, and especially on a state and local level, is starting to move towards that and calm people down. I just don't get the toilet paper and water.
I agree.
Like, we are not being attacked by the apocalypse. Toilet paper is fine.
But are we really moving that direction with the government? Because on one hand, you have the White House saying, well, the head of the White House saying, well, this is just a liberal hoax. But on the other hand, you have Ted Cruz going into self-quarantine because a member of this, the attendee at CPAC was infected with the virus. So which is it? Is it a liberal hoax or is this something that's real? I think that the communication strategy is terrible. I think the White House has not gone out in front of it the way they should have. And I think that, or I'm hoping that some of the cooler heads, the smarter heads, will start to prevail and the president will stop making comments like, well, my hunch is this, not what these, what the facts and figures are telling us of what it is. And I would like to see some major, major changes, because the thing is it's not getting better as far as in the eyes of the American people.
Anthony Fauci was the face of the administration over much of the weekend, including a major piece on 60 Minutes. And I think that having served in so many administrations, that he has become the calming influence on the face of the federal government.
But by the same token, you have a man in the vice president who so badly mismanaged an HIV outbreak in Indiana in charge of another infectious disease. I think that's a problem.
Elise?
So again, I've stepped back from the media. I'm trying to consume less national media, specifically messages coming from the White House, because frankly, they stress me out. but I read a great piece this morning with the director of the state public health lab about their testing capabilities, and it made me feel better, because in the state of Nevada, we have the capability to test 100 people a day if we need to. So again, that made me feel better. I think that, I think the administration is going to be criticized whatever it does. I think that we have a media, and I think we have an electorate that just really criticizes the current administration. So Mike Pence was put in charge of leading the effort. I think that had he not been put in charge, or someone at a high level not been put in charge, the administration could have been accused of not taking it seriously enough. So for these reasons, I choose to consume local news sources that are close to me and my community that make me feel informed and educated and not panicked.
And in my house, we have not bought extra toilet paper. I hope that this does not become a problem down the road, but I doubt it. All right, let's take a break. We'll turn to politics when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue on with our All Pundits show with Elise Monroy and Sean Carey. So you made a really good point, because we were talking in the break here about the excessive amounts of toilet paper and water being purchased. And your thoughts?
Yeah, so hopefully when, it's important to stay vigilant and ensure, I think most people recommend that you have 2 weeks of supplies in your house anyways for any emergency, but hopefully when the panic wears down and people have stocked their shelves with toilet paper and water and shelf-stable food, when they find they don't need that anymore, that they donate them to local food pantries.
I think that's a great idea.
And I would note too, I help run a food pantry. We often have clients that come to us that need toiletries and toilet paper, and that's often things that we can't afford to buy. So if you've stocked up on toilet paper and you don't need it all immediately, please donate it to a local food pantry.
I think that's a great idea. All right, let's talk about some politics here.
Okay.
So at the beginning of this election cycle, was there a Democrat that you were supporting? And if so, who? And who are you supporting now?
I was Kamala Harris from the very beginning. And now I supported Bernie Sanders in the Nevada caucuses. And from there, I'm now to the place where I'm watching the race to see what's going to happen. And then we will go forward from there.
All right. Now, for those that may not know you, you are a businessman. You run
yes.
a thriving business. So you're not coming from this from some other position. So when you look at Bernie Sanders, does it concern you that the cost of you doing business would rise dramatically if President Sanders, if he became President Sanders and was able to get his stated goals accomplished, what that would do to your business?
Well, considering in my business, I already pay a living wage. I have an average wage of $15 an hour for all 90 of my employees, as well as full healthcare benefits. So I've already built my business to accommodate for that because, number one, I think it's where we're going. And number two, I think it's the right thing to do. And it can be done. And it's when you build your business with the focus on being able to grow and thrive because of the generosity of your community and not just based solely on the profits to the owners, then you know there is a way to have a successful business and to be able to pay what needs to be paid in order to help to enrich your community.
Free university, free medical care with Medicare for all?
Well, do you think that this whole coronavirus thing would be going a little bit better if we had universal health care?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily, because I think that public panic, which you're seeing both in the general public with healthcare itself, and as we talked about, the panic buying of toilet paper and water, which makes no sense whatsoever, and you know the media push before really the context and facts get out there, I don't think that would have been any different.
The public panic so much has to do with the message that's coming from the bully pulpit. And that is a ton of the problem. And yes, having a high-level figure like Mike Pence be in charge of this is one thing, but maybe it should have been somebody who's, I don't know, an infectious disease expert put in charge. They don't need to be a celebrity face up front to be able to resound with the nation.
Well, and as we mentioned in the previous segment, I mean, the president has put Anthony Fauci as the person who is the face now of the administration and also the Surgeon General. So, I mean, I think that they have done what you're requiring, maybe not immediately, but they have done that now.
But none of their voices are ever going to eclipse that of the president.
Well,
and his Twitter feed. It's not going to happen. And the president is where the people go for their news. They don't listen to the experts that once in a while pop up and try and say, no, what the orange guy is saying is not correct. This is what's really happening.
Okay, I'm going to let Elise respond.
So I watched the Anthony Fauci interview on Meet the Press yesterday, and I felt soothed. I felt better. I think though what we're seeing is, I think it kind of makes sense to have somebody like a Mike Pence be in charge and spearhead, if you will, the administration's response, because when you have this type of pandemic panic, it impacts lots of other, not just healthcare. It's impacting the stock market. It's going to impact trade. It's impacting travel. And I think to have someone who can listen to health experts and take that in and then see how that might impact other industries and sectors, I think that kind of makes sense too.
And I think that, for example, Governor Sisolak has done a good job here in Nevada, and the other responsible, health department department, districts, et cetera, have done a good job of not overplaying this hand. And it's nice to see the media in general catching up to this now and realizing that with people canceling conventions for essentially no reason,
right,
in a state that relies on convention business for a huge amount of our traffic, not only the convention business itself, but all the ancillary jobs that go along with it, does that not concern you that, you know, we're in danger of losing potentially a good chunk of that?
We are, and I've noticed a difference in my own retail business with the number of people that are coming into to my place.
What kind of drop have you seen?
I can't quantify it at this point. I just noticed that it's been different. However, I have seen people that are coming in wearing protection, things like that, to try and be proactive for themselves. As far as what Sisolak has done, I think that I have been impressed with the way that Nevada has handled this. I think that we are getting ourselves, as a state, we are getting out in front of this problem so that we can protect our own interests and our own economy. And I would love to see more governors like Sisolak who are doing the same thing in their own individual states.
Elise?
I agree. The Nevada Department of Health has been putting out tweets and Facebook messages for a month leading up to Nevada's first case. There has been publicly available dashboards and information to help give people information from a trusted source.
I wanted to turn, because I had not planned to go coronavirus for another segment here, but one of the things you mentioned before we started taping was that you've gone off Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And why, and what's been the response for you since?
So for me, it was actually part of my Lenten discipline this year. I always try to do something to promote self-care and self-wellness, and for me, it was going off of social media totally. I feel incredibly disconnected. I feel disconnected from the news, and I actually feel disconnected from people in my life, which really tells me how superficial the connections we have on Facebook are. And through social media are, so that's been really telling for me. I'm about 2 weeks into Lent or whatever it is, and I've already decided I'll limit my use of social media going forward. Probably have a social media Saturday or social media Sunday where I check in, but then work to rebuild genuine connection.
It's fascinating to me because in some ways social media has been a boon, but in other ways it has been devastating to so many people because there's so much nonsense out there.
There is, and that's one of the things that I have done it in a very similar way to what Elise has said. I have not necessarily restricted my amount. I just am very, very vigilant about when something comes across my news feed or my Twitter feed, be it a conservative article or a liberal article, I always go back and check the provenance of that piece to find out if it is real or not. And it's amazing how much, you know, misleading stuff is out there. And I would advise people, if you're looking to do the same thing, you know, you have your big players, you know, NBC, NPR, CNN, if you're BBC, Al Jazeera, places like that. If you're looking to some of the bigger, more respected news sources, you're going to get much more accurate reporting.
And if I could just add, you know, there's an initiative with Renown and I think it's Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful in the Washoe County Health District right now. It's called the Build Health Initiative. And they are looking at loneliness as a social determinant of health, which I think is really interesting. We've been talking about social determinants of health in public health for a number of years. And I've been thinking about that a lot the last couple weeks as I feel disconnected from my life and from my social network. So I know that there's a lot of people that do these types of studies. I would, if it doesn't exist, I would encourage somebody somewhere to do a study on how social media is actually increasing our loneliness. Because as we increase connections online, I think we can decrease the amount of real, genuine, in-person connections that we have that can make us feel lonely.
I believe that loneliness is a huge factor in our society, beyond just social media. But for example, almost every doctor I talk to tells me that if the lonely people stopped coming to their facilities, that they would be able to see many, many more patients who actually have real illnesses rather than the people who are disconnected and going to see a nurse or doctor even when they're not ill is a thing for them.
Yes, well, I could certainly believe that.
And also, when we look at suicide rates of seniors in Washoe County, they far outpace suicide rates of seniors in Nevada and nationally. I actually think that might have something to do with the fact that we have so many people that come here to retire and they don't get plugged into a community or a network, and then they become lonely. I help run a food bank, or a food pantry, the community food pantry here in Reno, and we serve seniors living in weekly motels. We see the same seniors every week, and one of the things that we hear is, we just appreciate you being here. It's an opportunity for us to check on people and make a connection, and that's really meaningful.
All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with political commentator Sean Carey and grant manager Elise Monroy. You know, it's interesting, if you look at the demise of newspapers over the last, it's probably 20 years at this point in time, but it seems to have accelerated dramatically in the last few years. It used to be, and I hate to be the one to admit this, but it used to be that newspapers were the first bastion of the news. They had the reporters, they went out and covered city council, county commission, state government, etc. And the local TV stations, the local radio station would, for the most part, get a copy of the newspaper in the morning, read the newspaper, and then they would go out and cover the stories they found in the newspaper.
Correct.
With the demise of the newspaper industry in so many cities across the country, television stations are now reduced to having to actually come up with their own stories. And what do they end up? It's the police blotter. You know, if there's an accident on the corner of Mill and Kiske, they're covering that. If it's a fire, you've got video of flames. So therefore, social media has, because of this vacuum, taken up that space.
Well, and not only that, I mean, I think the it's an interesting place, because like what I've seen is that the American people really hate paywalls on their news. And I think that has led to a decrease in some of the legacy papers being able to still share their content, because nobody ultimately wants to pay for the content. And I think that's unfortunate. I think that, like, you look at the Gazette Journal, like, what, 99 cents a month or something like that, whatever it is when they have it on sale, it's worth paying for. It's worth paying for to get the local coverage and get the local journalism, because the perspective from a local reporter is so much more important than, like, for example, even with the TV stations and the radio stations, all of them are owned by big conglomerates. And so many of their stories that are coming in are being piped in from headquarters, wherever they are located.
Yes, there certainly are some corporations that are doing there. I will mention no names. Go ahead, Elise.
I agree. I think that it's important to support local journalism and local reporters. I think the Reno Gazette here does a great job. The city podcast that Anjanette did in conjunction with the USA Today was fabulous. I think I tell someone to listen to it once a week. It was a really great, great work.
Let me talk a little, we only got about a minute left here, but let's talk a little politics. You are more of a conservative nature, correct?
Yeah, so I think over the last couple of years, I've definitely turned to a more moderate Republican. I was actually really supporting Amy Klobuchar. I feel like she was talking to moderate Republicans like me. I don't feel like I have been talked to since early 2015. So it was really great to have someone that was pushing forward a message that was that resonated with me.
Do you think that Donald Trump could end up taking Nevada where last time around he did not?
I don't know, Sam. I think it's going to depend on who the Democratic nominee is. I don't know. I kind of hope not, but I mean, here we are. I don't know. I feel like a Republican without a party, and frankly, a moderate without a place to go, and a moderate without a party. So I just feel like I have to see what happens.
Okay, about 10 seconds left. So does that not open the door more for for Joe Biden than it does for Bernie Sanders when you hear this kind of conversation?
It certainly does. I think that the path forward for Bernie Sanders is very daunting. And, you know, the American people have spoken, and I just hope that this does not continue all the way to the convention, because on the right-hand side of the spectrum, it's already started. The general's already started. And the Democrats need to realize that.
Absolutely, and that's where we have to leave it. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Great discussion, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.